We're back on the Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. Clayton Duffy, Mike Carmen from the Lafayette Journal, and Courier with you as we talk a bunch of Boilermaker football today as we get set for Purdue and Boston College coming up on Saturday at Ross-Age Stadium. And with much more on the Boilermakers, we bring in Purdue sideline analyst Kelly Kitchell to the program on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And Kitch, good afternoon. How you doing, man?
Carm Duff, I'm doing well. Good to talk to you guys. Just excited to be here on a Friday.
Hey, listen, before we get into the game, take us back to last weekend. I know you had your reunion, right? The 1998 Alamo Bowl reunion. How was that?
It was good. It was great seeing some of those guys. You know, I can't believe it's been 20 years, but it has been. And some of those guys, you know, that were seniors, I haven't seen in 20 years. So it was great to get back in touch and you know, just kind of play some catch up with guys. And you know, I've got pretty busy weekends, you know, Friday night, Saturday duties during the game. So I don't get a whole lot of time to talk to them a lot, but we got some time, especially the night game. We couldn't go out afterwards. So I was ready to go to bed by then, man. But it was fun. We, you know, a lot of really good guys came back, and, you know, it's important to get some of those people back on campus. You know, it's changed so much, and you never know who's going to be the next big donor. You never know whose kid's going to be the next big timer or just who wants to come back and, you know, relive a little bit. So it's great to have everybody back.
So if this would have been the 19-year anniversary, you wouldn't have went out after the game. I mean, just be honest. You get to 20, and then you get old, apparently.
I turned 40 this year. It's a whole different ball game. You know, I'm an old man now. 40? Way over the hill. I'm where you were about 20 years ago, Clayton.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah. You're 40? My God.
Wow. How about that?
I should be drawing Social Security right now if you're 40.
With Kelly Kitchell, Purdue sideline analyst on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. So, Kitch, what's your takeaway from the Missouri game and the folks you've talked with throughout the week?
Just a heartbreaker. You know, it was a game I thought we played well enough to win. I thought we did a lot of really good things, especially offensively. I thought the offensive line played pretty well. You know, we were pass blocking, so that's good. You know, there was a few breakdowns, but not a ton. You know, and even, you know, Matt McCann went out. We had some guys come in and fill in. I thought they looked pretty good up front. And, you know, David Blau flung it all over the place, and we had guys make great catches. And so I thought offensively, you know, anytime it was one of those that felt like whoever had the ball last was going to win, and that's what happened. And, you know, I said this before the game, and I've said it afterwards. I think Coach Braun will have us in every game. It's just who's going to make plays at the end to win them or lose them. And so we just didn't make the plays at the end to have the score in our favor. I know that the Big Ten came out and apologized, or I don't know if they apologized, but admitted for getting the call wrong and the overturn, which I'll tell you, that was probably one of the coolest Ross-Age memories I'll have, though, was when they played Let It Be.
Yeah.
During that review. And everybody got their flash or their phones out with the flashlights on them, and everybody was just kind of singing together. I actually took my headset off and just looked around and kind of enjoyed it and took it all in. That was a really cool moment in Ross-Ade, but too bad they screwed it up and overturned it. Now, would it have changed anything? Maybe not. The way Missouri's offense was clicking, I'm not sure we could have kept them out of the end zone anyways. They kind of just drove down and did what they needed to do and got in field goal range for a chip shot right at the buzzer. So, disappointing. Have two games, you know, come down right at the end when the defense just couldn't get off the field. But hopefully they can figure some things out and learn from the past and get better in the future.
Kitch, I wanted to ask you, because David did throw it 55 times, was sacked once, was under some pressure, but for the most part had a nice pocket to work with in that game, rolled out, used his feet, his mobility, and was able to make some plays. And as offensive lineman, the way I understand it, I'm a former tight end, so I'm not really part of that group. But you guys would prefer to come off the ball in a run blocking situation. But just the difficulties of pass blocking that many times, dealing with that rush and dealing with those bodies coming at you, you know, how did you really evaluate how that line did in that situation? And is that something that you can hold up week after week?
Yeah, I think so. Pass blocking, in my opinion, is actually a lot easier than run blocking. If you set in the right spot and you are patient, the guy's got to come through you to get where they're trying to go. So if you're sitting there and you know where your set is, you know where your man or your gap is, and you communicate with your teammates, pretty easy to stay in front of dudes. Now, run blocking, I find it's a little bit tougher, especially when they're blocking movement and, they're trying to mix and slant and things up front. I think it can be a little tougher. Now, if they're just stationary and just one-on-one, just trying to drive and block them off, that's pretty easy. But if they're moving and slanting and bringing blitzes and, bringing backers and doing things like they do, I think it's tougher to run block. But I was pretty impressed. They weren't facing the caliber, honestly, even though it's Missouri, they are in the SEC. They've got good players. I think Eastern Michigan's defensive line was better than Missouri's. And so I really think those guys brought it the week before. So it was interesting, watching those guys work. And I thought, but what I did like is they communicated much better. They picked up any trash, the mixes and things, and they didn't try to get outside of their bodies. They just did what they do and tried to hold up for the few seconds that they need to and let David do his work behind them.
Kelly Kitchell with us, Purdue sideline analyst on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Kitch, what does David Blau do for an encore after that tremendous performance?
Let's throw for 700 or whatever it is. Let's go, man. Let's see if we can keep going. I liked what I saw. And we're going to get the run game going against the teams that give. But I think that Missouri was they wanted to shut down the run, and there was spaces open out there to get the ball. And I thought he threw things on time, on schedule, and took a few shots that I don't think he would take if Coach Brom didn't, get in his ear and say, we got to take these shots. That's kind of out of character for him, but I thought it was really good for him to take those shots. And I thought our receivers made some really nice plays. So hopefully he can, keep control of the offense. It sounds like, just reading articles and, I haven't been out to practice or anything, but it sounds like he's going to be the guy that Sindelar's still a little nicked up. So, it's his show to run. And I think that, hopefully he can thrive under that scenario as he did last week, and I expect him to again this week. It's going to be a different game, though. Boston College is almost about as 180 as you can get from what we saw last weekend, though.
What's going to be the key to, I guess, have a consistent run game from Purdue? Some of it is the play calling, and I get that Jeff wanted to push the ball downfield last week and really get that part of the offense going. But, I mean, do you really feel they have to come out early and try to establish a run, maybe set some sort of tone Saturday by getting DJ and Markell and, maybe Tario and, Rondell Moore involved in the running game in the first few series?
So. Yeah, I think so. I think you want to set the tone. But even if you can get the run game going, your play action game opens up quite a bit, and then that's when you can take some of your shots downfield. Is when your play action, you can get a safety to take a step forward, or you can get a linebacker to take a couple steps forward before they get in their drops. You can kind of get behind those guys. So I really do think it's important for us to come out and it's important for the line for confidence wise. To open some things up, and it's all they know what they're doing. It's all about finish and want to at this point in the game. They know what they've got three game films on them. They've got a pretty good idea of what they're going to do. Now Boston College hasn't really played anyone of any significance. I'd say that the first two games were pretty below poor average teams, and Wake Forest, I'm not sure, real good this year. Even though they haven't played much, they still got good scouting film on them. They know what they're going to be in. They know what they're going to do. So it's all about finish, want to, and getting out, getting a good fit on them, getting a good finish, and really creating some space for Knox and those guys to get going.
Kelly Kitchell, Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Kitch, the Purdue sideline analyst each and every Saturday. And Kitch, we appreciate all the time and all the information. Man, have a great weekend.
Hey, you guys have a great weekend as well, and look forward to talking to you guys next week after Boiler victory.
All right, man, we'll do it. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
All right, see you. Bye.
Kelly Kitchell, Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. When we come back, we'll update you what's happening with our Hammerhead Hot Topic. Mike may or may not have a Cubs update, and we'll also kind of jump into some of these things that Mike's been writing about throughout the week, some of the hot topics going into Saturday's homecoming contest. We'll do all that when we come back on the Hammer Down Show on 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com.